And Kathy Bacon's never in our chat room either. Was there some prize? Is there some prize going on the? I'm caught up on the BFO. I don't believe there's a contest going on.
Let me tell you, I listened to about 15 episodes of BFO.
Yes.
On my way to all the Thanksgiving festivities.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, we have to say Big Fatty online in order to be on the front of the show, because you can't say BFO. So you have to say Big Fatty online.
I listened to Big Fatty online.
Yes.
I just want to say, I thought Kathy Bacon was taking a break during the month of November. There was at least one voicemail in like every November episode from Kathy Bacon.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I think he mentioned something about maybe stockpiling them or something like that.
Yes.
But kind of like you'll stockpile podcasts when you're going on a long trip and you have to, you know. But there, we were not without Kathy Bacon content.
We were not. We were never. We're never really without Kathy Bacon.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I listen to Big Fatty online. Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1532 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 10th of December, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got voice letters, and there was something in the P.O. box.
Yes, my buddy.
Hello, spotters. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're spotters today because guess what? Big Fatty, we don't know. We're going to head over to Spot and Big Fatty today. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. We haven't been over there in a while. And I had a little thing on the Twitty from Curtis from the Game Night Gals. And he was very disappointed that the singing kitty card didn't work. But Big Fatty, it's okay. I sang to the kitties all night long and they were just fine. And I told him that you were singing to the kitties since they weren't singing to you. Oh, Big Fatty, it's just lovely. So, I think, before we waste any more time, let's do this. Gussie, y'all, we have got a special celebration of exiting the birth cadet.
Big Fatty, when did you learn how to talk?
I didn't, obviously. y'all, we have a special celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, because it's someone that Big Fatty just met at Pride 48 and Lost Wages this September. But y'all, he's just a delight, just a sweetie pie, cutie patootie, and y'all, it is none other than that Kingsley. Big Fatty, he was so sweet. And Kingsley, I hope you just have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I think he's had some surgery recently. I think he had some of those capsule tunnel surgery. But anyway, I think he's doing just well. Big Fatty, I just hope that his good friend Queensley makes him a royal cake. Gussie, y'all went by the P.O. Box. By the way, everyone who has sent me a card to this point, your card's in the mail. But y'all, there was a card there waiting on me. And y'all, then when I got back to the coal mine, there was a package waiting on me. Was it FedEx? No, it's UPS. Is that up? What is that? Y'all, that's some beef roast and broccoli that I made. It was a lot better yesterday. It wasn't so good today. Big Fatty, But y'all, this guy that I've got here, y'all, it is from the number one fan of the BFO for, let's see, when was it, 2010? Y'all, that's that Moose P up there in the Raleigh, North Kakalaki. And y'all, Moose is just one of the sweetest people out there. Y'all, evidently, though, he doesn't like Bing Crosby singing. But, Fanny, don't say things like that. And y'all, oh, look at here. Look at y'all, it is a cat, and it's got, oh, baby, it's got glitter on it. And y'all, it's a snowman, and he's throwing his hat in the air, and the glittery snowman, and there's a cardinal sitting on top of his hat. And oh, dear God, see, look at here. And y'all, it says, celebrate the season. Merry Crema from Moose, Pooh, and the Bunnies. And y'all, there's a picture of is a calendar, a magnetic calendar. Y'all, and who doesn't like a calendar? Yes, Big Freddy, we all love a calendar. And y'all, it is, it's got the bunny on it. And that's just lovely, Moose. Thank you so much. And I love the card. You know, Big Freddy loves the glitter card. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, did you go over and look at the pictures of the things that I read yesterday? Y'all, post those every day during around 12 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. So y'all, let's see what's in this ups thing here. And let's just see. Oh, dear gussie, it says oh, y'all, this is from Moose. Y'all, it says the Big Freddy from Moose. Hope you have a Merry Crema. And y'all, it is a total wine gift card. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Now you can go out and just get sloshed for the holidays. Moose, y'all, I'm telling you, this man is just lovely. And y'all, I just want to remind all of you and to get your cards in. Now, if your cards come in after Big Fatty leaves on it's a week from today, y'all, Tuesday the 17th of December, y'all, then you're just gonna have to wait till I'm back in town, and the first little show for that'll be the 30th, y'all. Big Fatty, that doesn't leave you much time. I hope there's some cards that come in this week. Well, I do too, Poodle. And anyway, but y'all, some of you gonna get New Year's cards, because you know I can't address them until I have an address to send it to. Yes, Big Freddy! No, no, born is the King of I gotta see, y'all, I think all this Crema music is getting some folks in the Crema spirit, because y'all over here at Spot and Big Fatty, y'all, that musing mark, also known as Mark and Calendar, y'all, oh, there's a picture of Big Fatty. It says, last night I took a picture of this horrific vision on my door knocker. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. A ghostly warning against missing Pride 48 again. And y'all, there's Big Fatty on the knocker. Big Fatty, again, it sounds vulgar. And y'all, that Peter G, I think he's in the Crema spirit with the Crema music. It says it's White Crema starring Bing Crosby and Big Freddy. And y'all, and sure enough, there's old Big Fatty in his red leotard. Big Fatty Volga. And Peter G also spotted Big Fatty after hearing his song on Big Fatty's little show. Tony Bennett decided he just had to do a duet with the fat one. And, yo, there's old Big Fatty and Mr. I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still. talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon.
How can I help you?
Hi, do you have chocolate dipped cones?
No, we do not have any more. That ended at the end of the summer.
Okay, can I just have a sundae?
All right, did you want the fudge sundae, caramel sundae?
A fudge sundae.
Okay, anything else?
No, thank you.
All right, that'll be $1.49 at the first window, please. Thank you.
Do you know when the chocolate dipped cones come back?
I am not sure. Probably at the beginning of the summer again.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Y'all, that of course was Miss Bacon, and now Miss Bacon made it very clear to me that this did not break her hiatus because it was not a call. She just sent me a sound file, so she's just keeping us up to date as to what she's doing, and she's evidently hooked on ice cream. Yes, Big Fatty, except she got it at McDonald's, so that's not really ice cream. But anyway, Miss Bacon, it's just lovely. It's lovely to hear your voice and hear you checking up on the availability of the dip cones at the Mickey D's, and it's just lovely. And y'all, believe it or not, we have got another voice letter from a vehicle. Yes, Big Fatty.
Bird flat. What am I doing? Big Fatty. Sorry, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And I'm drinking. I'm at home. It's Saturday evening, and I'm at home having Taco Saturday, drinking a big old glass of not Moose Pea wine, but some delicious Cabernet. And, I've been around the house today, and I've been doing some stuff, and there was an infomercial on, and it made me, I need to add water to my tacos, and it made me think of you. It's for the bacon bowl. So pretty much, what you do is you wrap some bacon around a cast iron form, and then you put it in the oven, and it makes a bowl that you can put, like, your eggs in the morning. So I know what you're getting for Christmas, and that's all I'm going to say about that. P.S., I'm not calling from the car. I'm calling from the kitchen. You're fat, and unfortunately, I'll see you on Monday. Okay, bye, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, of course, that is old Vader. And Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear you. And that bacon bowl thing sounds pretty good, except I'm not sure I'd put eggs in it. I might make me some cheese grits. And put them in there, something like that. That just sounds lovely. Or maybe I could put my nuts in it. Big Fatty, please do not be vulgar. But I look forward to a special little grandma present. That just sounds lovely. Just lovely. Now, y'all, I had a couple of things here I want on my list. Y'all, you know that Kim... Beaver, y'all, she was over there in that perfume, Germany, Mexico, and you know that's where Hendrick lives. And by the way, Poodle, Hendrick says he listens to you and the Squeaky Kitty every. Oh, Big Fatty, he's just lovely. I just love Hendrick. He's just so pretty, and Squeaky Kitty likes him too. I tried to get Hendrick and Miss Beaver. To get, oh dear Gussie, y'all, I've received a testimonium, I guess. Let's just see what this is. Turniphead sent me a picture of some fried chicken. Big Fatty. anyway, I tried to get them together, but evidently, Hendrik, according to Miss Beaver, this is the report from Miss Beaver. Hendrik heard that that Miss Beaver was coming to town, and he immediately left town. Now, I don't think that's correct. I think Hendrik was out of town on I don't know what the hell he was on, but he missed out on missing Miss Beaver. But I think they might end up getting together sometime real soon. Yes. It's crema time, and Big Fatty's got some old-fashioned crema music that maybe you haven't heard in a while, or maybe not at all. So sit back and enjoy. And y'all, today's crema music is by K-Star. And y'all, the song is called Everybody's Waiting for the Man with the Big Bag.
Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be to the prayers that you've made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Christmas is here again.
Y'all, I hope you enjoyed that one. Big Fatty likes that one. Y'all, I like the brass. I just like the brass. And y'all, you know who plays the brass? Adam Burns. You know, old sideways baseball cap himself. And he and Daniel Biba. Y'all, they were at the beginning of today's little show. And Adam, just out of curiosity, Santa Claus is coming soon, and I'm sure you're going to be going to the mall. And when you climb up there on his lap, what are you going to tell him so that you get lots of gifts this year?
I listened to Big Fatty online.
Yes. Oh, Big Fatty, that's that other fat man with a big bag.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.